KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center. For tonight, partly cloudy with a isolated shower or thunderstorm after 11 p.m., low 89. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, continued hot, high 112. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, again an isolated shower or thunderstorm, low 88. I'm Tim Livingston from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 106 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
The Food and Drug Administration Safety Innovation Act makes it possible for you to receive information about your prescription drugs in multiple formats to educate you, the patient, on what you need to know before you take your medicine. This could make understanding your doctor's instructions much easier if you happen to be blind, have a learning disability, or other impairment. For more information, please talk to your pharmacist to find out what formats are available in your area.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt the Barbarian.
Song America. Von Wehunt has seized the KFNX studios tonight to broadcast to the nation. My commandos have left out of their half tracks and surrounded the radio station with machine guns drawn to protect this very important broadcast. Operation Valkyrie is now in effect. On the streets of America, it sounded a lot like this.
Yes, sir, all replacements have been authorized. In fact, Field Marshal Whitsleben has been appointed Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. Well, that's exactly why he's been appointed. If he was a member of the party, he'd be locked up as a suspect.
Yes, sir, I understand you, Commander.
This is an emergency.
Commanding Officer at the 11th District.
I need a decision, Major.
Tell your men that acts of vengeance will not be tolerated.
Why hasn't anyone on
Could I speak to the Commanding Officer in Hanover?
You represent a different form of government.
I'd be careful who you said that to. Loyalty to the party isn't what it used to
yes,
be.
Yes, Ferris, friends.
Not since they murdered the Fuhrer.
Joseph. Thank you.
But you've made the right decision. District 13 is ours.
Commander, order of Field Marshal von Whistlim, you're under arrest for crimes against the state.
This is Stauffenberg. I'm trying to connect with Major General Todd. I've already spoken to 413 Battalion. You'll have no trouble getting me.
Yes, sir. This is Colonel Stauffenberg.
Explaining everything will be in your hands shortly.
No, these are your orders.
Excellent. My wife is a member with my children. Would you please try to raise up the phone?
General Schwendler has issued the Valkyrie orders and a seal of headquarters.
Good. Check on the radio stations every 20 minutes till we have confirmation you're ours.
This is your dramatic warlord and Panzer Group leader transmitting a very powerful message from my underground Führerbunker and Gothic castle on the Rhine. As this is Radio Free Western America. And I welcome you all to our Nationalist Coast to Coast broadcast tonight. As we stand here today, we know that we are under assault by the corrupt government, the Bolshevik mass media, and the international globalist cabal. Just remember, my Germanic wolves, that no one will honor us for losing gracefully, quote unquote, in battle. No one will ever mourn the great crimes committed against us or our nation. For us, it is conquer or die, as there will be no capitulation this time. This radio show is the Roman Imperium, which means absolute power. And you are here with me behind the royal gates of our empire. Now, today, there was a big bomb explosion. A blast outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. There were no major injuries reported. Other reports stated that a woman doused herself with gasoline and ran towards the front gate of the American Embassy in Beijing, China. And she was repelled. Now, I thought you would like to know that there's a great film on YouTube called Agenda, Grinding America Down, and it's narrated by Ronald Reagan, about the communist menace in our society.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
More human beings were slaughtered in the 20th century than all previous centuries combined.
We're talking a congressional record, 135 million dead.
Their entire purpose was to detach our culture from any moral anchors whatsoever. You look at the changes in America since 1960, perhaps. The whole culture has been transformed.
They're coming out of the belief that the village should raise the child. The village means the government.
They have deliberately destroyed the American family, understanding that's the foundational block that builds a society.
We've come from Norman Rockwell's America to, Hugh Hefner's America.
If we lose the Judeo-Christian framework, we're lost forever.
The left wants you to think that the cultural changes that have taken place in America since the 1960s have done nothing but progress us forward toward a brave new world. This film will show that the brave new world they seek is nothing more than the failed policies and ideologies of the communism that enslaved over a third of the world's population during the 20th century. It will show that most people on the left aren't communist, just the useful idiots Lenin spoke of, being used to promote a socialist agenda, which is the first and necessary step toward communism.
Now, that's a film on YouTube called Agenda. I encourage you all to watch it. It's free. We thank you for being here tonight. This is our imperative to make America free again, one day at a time. This is KFNX 1100 AM. And tonight we'll start the show with this Irish Germanic Gothic song.
Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to improve energy levels, promote mental clarity, inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Save 25% off Adrenal Health today. Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health food stores nationwide.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Learn to trade like a professional. Get on the right side of the trade every Wednesday at 11 a.m., Thursday at 4 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m., and Sundays at 6 a.m. The Right Side of the Trade is sponsored by Online Trading Academy Phoenix, the most trusted name in professional trader education since 1997.
We have a harder time falling asleep in hot weather. I'll have the latest research from the American Board of Sleep Medicine on the effects of temperature on sleep. Join me, Connie Salica, Sunday nights at 9 on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
I talk to you directly, as you instinctively know what we are up against. The battle for our nation, and the battle for its very soul, for your neighborhoods, for your state and family, as you are a revolution, and you are the tip of the spear.
It's a photo. In whatever comes the way. Yeah, I don't know, make it happen. Take the world in a lonely place. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space.
Now, our command bunker has advised me we have the author, Robert Spencer. Is he on the line tonight? Mr. Spencer, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
How you doing, sir? Now, you got a great book that's come out called The History of Jihad, From Muhammad to ISIS. And tell us a bit about your book, sir.
This is the first and only comprehensive one-volume introduction to the entire phenomenon of jihad from the beginning of the religion of Islam in the 600s to today. And, of course, nowadays we have jihad attacks all around the world, 9/11 and the Boston Marathon Massacre and so many, many others. And people often don't realize that there's a unifying ideology behind all these, that this is not something new, but something that goes back all through history for 1,400 years. The whole story is in this book. If this book were heeded, then there would be a great deal of change to America's domestic and foreign policy.
Absolutely. I mean, the terror cells were just advised by the government of Iran today that they have Hezbollah Islamic cells all over America, that they will unleash them on the country if they don't get their way with President Trump. And you're right. Your book is a historical reference of great it's an amazing book that everyone needs to get out there and pick this hardcover book up. Where can they buy the book at?
They can get this book at any self-respecting bookstore and at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com online.
Okay, great. Now, in part of the promo of the book, it says here that even among many Washington policymakers, Islam is a fundamentally peaceful religion, quote-unquote, and that Islamic jihad terrorism is something relatively new, a product of the economic and ferment of the 20th century. But you have a great quote here from Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, who said, quote-unquote, I have been made victorious through terror. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, there you go. He said that, and he's also said, I've been commanded to fight against people, not just these people over here or some specific group of people, but all people in general. I've been commanded, he said, to fight against people until they confess that there is no God but Allah, and I'm his messenger. And he went on to say, and when they do, then their lives and property will be safe from me. In other words, if you don't say that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, your lives and property are not safe. They can be taken by the Muslims. And I show in the book that for 1,400 years, from Spain to India, all across the world, Muslims have behaved in this way and have waged war against non-Muslims in order to subjugate them under the rule of Islamic law.
Absolutely. And what's your take, Mr. Spencer, on the Sharia law that we're hearing about that is kind of encroaching the state of Michigan in America, as well as the England, the UK, and Europe?
Sharia law is the law of Islam, and it's considered to be the perfect law of Allah. It's not just religious law. It's law that governs every aspect of life, including politics and how the society ought to be ordered. And the goal of jihad is to establish Sharia around the world. So Muslims make war against non-Muslim states. This is how it was done in the past. Muslim countries making war against non-Muslim countries. And now you have terrorism on a grand scale because of a fundamental change in how the idea of jihad was viewed when the last caliphate, the Ottoman Empire, fell. And in Islamic theology, then only jihad can only be defensive after that. You might be surprised to hear that 9/11 was defensive, but this is the idea that it's just striking back against Western imperialism and so on. But the goal in all of these different kinds of jihads is always the same, to establish Islamic law, which denies basic rights to unbelievers, denies freedom of speech, denies the freedom of conscience, denies equality of rights to women, number of other things that make it completely incompatible with constitutional freedoms.
I totally agree. And I would say this, I believe that the Muslim religion should be in the Middle East. It's got no place in Western society. And I cringe when I hear they're building mosques in America and Europe. I think that religion and the people, the vast majority that I read about and I see, they just don't assimilate into the Western culture. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Yeah, well, see, this is the problem, that there are many Muslims who do have no trouble coming into the West. They're happy to get out from under Islamic society and law. The problem is that there is also, because there's the idea in Islam, that Islamic law is superior to all other political systems, there is a whole group of the Muslims who've come into the West who believe that their way of life and their law is superior to that of the non-Muslims. And so they're going to be working to replace one with the other. These are a presence in the United States right now, and that presence is only going to grow and become more vocal as time goes by.
Totally agree. We really appreciate your time. I know it's late out there in New York City. I really appreciate you. Folks, this is the book called The History of Jihad. You need to get this book, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. The History of Jihad from Muhammad to ISIS. A thorough history and knowledge of this. And what are your final thoughts, Mr. Spencer, to my audience and to America tonight?
The bottom line is this, with this book and with really all my work, that for 14 centuries, everywhere in the world, everywhere, Muslims and non-Muslims, where they have lived together, the Muslims have created conflict. Obviously, not all Muslims have and not all approved of it, but nonetheless, the conflicts were always there. Now, why do we think we're going to be different in the United States in 2018? The conflict is going to come here. We need to confront the aspects of Islam that cause conflict between Muslims and non-Muslims and call upon Muslims of goodwill and non-Muslims to formulate ways to make sure that these kinds of conflicts don't happen. But we'll never do that by not being honest and pretending that Islam is a religion of peace and all this nonsense.
I totally agree. Folks, that's Robert Spencer, a scholar and the author of The History of Jihad. I want to thank you, sir, for your time. Come back to the show anytime. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you, sir. Folks, the proud sponsor of the Von Wiehant Show is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Call them, 602-493-7777. Gold, guns, bring down your coin collections and scrap jewelry. And this song goes out to them, Clint Eastwood style. Arizona Gold Exchange, the proud sponsor of the Von Wehunt Show. Go to ArizonaGoldExchange.com. They will love to hear from you. Tell them that you're a Von Wehunt Show listener and get a discount. Gold, guns, silver, what America needs.
Independent Talk 1100 KFNX is celebrating our 20-year anniversary this month. We would like to thank the listeners for all your support through the years. It would not have happened without you.
Alan Weisselberg, a top Trump Organization official and the company's longtime chief financial officer, has been subpoenaed to testify as part of the ongoing criminal investigation into President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen. More from correspondent Jeff Zeleny.
Important to point out, there's no sense that there's wrongdoing here by Mr. Weisselberg, but there is a sense that he knows a lot. And prosecutors are interested in knowing more about finances, other matters, tax returns, you name it.
The White House says North Korea has transferred the remains of an unspecified number of American soldiers killed in the Korean War. Correspondent Sierra Crawford reports.
The transfer symbolizes one of the first tangible results of President Trump's June 12 summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And it sets off a lengthy series of forensic tests to determine if the remains are human and whether they are actually American or allied troops killed in a conflict.
The action, a significant first step in the search for the remains of an estimated 5,300 Americans who failed to return from the Korean War. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center, for tonight, partly cloudy with a isolated shower thunderstorm after 11 p.m., low 89. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, continued hot, high 112. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, again an isolated shower thunderstorm, low 88. I'm Tim Livingston from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 106 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
The Fly Mackey Show.
Last year, the Treasury Department says that there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in the United States than in the entire history of our country put together. It's like in 1 year, there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency. Isn't that crazy?
You can become a millionaire too. Gain knowledge on how to spend money to make money in the digital age the right way on the Fly Mackey Show. He's a Donald Trump Bible-thumping conservative every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Not on my watch, our military service members say, as they volunteer to serve, as they move out, stand firm, and take fire. So not on our watch, we say, to the severely ill or injured veterans who can't get the care they deserve to live full and independent lives, even when there's no government funding or a nursing home seems like the only option. We won't leave one warrior behind. Not on our watch. Join us at findwwp.org.
Dr. Chan has implanted the smallest cardiac defibrillator and has received his training from Johns Hopkins University in the Mayo Clinic. Questions about your heart's health?
Tune in for your heart advice every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
As I've been watching the growth of the passive investors, there has become a core group that are almost like professional passive investors. They've got a system down that's just unbelievable. And I'm talking about a system that does massive diversification to protect their long-term wealth, to protect their life savings, to where they're diversifying across multiple lead investors.
Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. Mypassiveincomesystem.com.
Victoria's Bible Study, discussing living to your full potential in all aspects of life, including family, personal, financial, and relationships. With your host, Clancy Siganoff, every Monday night at 9 p.m. here on KFNX.
There is no better friend, no worse enemy than a weaponized listener of the Von Wehunt Show. You are a force of nature. Never forget that. My command bunker has advised me. We've got Glenn from his North Valley compound. Let's patch him through our Enigma code machine. Glenn, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Fantastic. And
I applaud
what are your
guest and his work of worthwhile endeavor.
Absolutely. The first guest was Robert Spencer, the author of The History of Jihad. Great book. And, you know, it traces the 1,400-year war of Islamic jihadis against the West and the rest of the world. This is nothing new, folks. They've been at war with you for almost 1,500 years. And the West likes to scuff it off and play it off, but they're at war with you. Maybe you should consider being at war with them for a change. Your thoughts,
That's correct, Glenn. Sir. That is correct. I am a problem to them. I am armed in many ways, one of which is knowledge about them.
Yes, yes.
Thomas Jefferson knew the danger, and he had many Korans printed up for the people.
Yes. Our founding fathers were men of God. They were stellar. And,
that's right.
You know, we have such weak, pathetic leaders today. At the state, local, the federal level especially. I mean, it's just a travesty, you know?
Well, we can start with George Bush saying their religion of peace. We all know what baloney that is.
Yes.
Their ideas in Sharia law is in direct conflict with our Constitution, as your author guest stated.
Yes.
I believe they're a cult religion.
They're satanic.
Certainly. Muhammad was illiterate. He was a slaveholder, and he was a pedophile.
That's right. That's right. And that's the historical record. Muhammad was a pedophile. We all know that to be true. You can
look
it up. We
don't
all
know that, and that's the problem with our country is we don't understand this, and a lot of, like you stated earlier, our politicians don't understand this.
That's right. That's why I'm the barbarian. I will tell people exactly what's going on. I am so like you, Glenn, and millions of other Americans. We're sick.
It's important to pass this knowledge on to others.
Yes, we're sick of all this pussyfooting around. You know,
right.
We will beat back the Islamic mongrel hordes. Unbelievable.
Our political correctness will be the death of us if we don't wise up.
PC, you're right. That whole genre of PC is utter weakness. You know?
And trust me, they are playing and exploiting that in our government and in our ignorance of our mass people.
They sure do, Glenn. And it's just they're treasonous at the top. We have weak media that are communists and leftists. We have rhino Republicans. We have the Marxist Democrats. I have told everybody within earshot that once Trump is gone, all hell is going to break loose in this country. I hope that's not the case. But again, if you add it all up, it doesn't bode well. We have to enjoy the 4 to 8 years of Donald Trump. We need Trump presidency for life. Your final thoughts, sir?
Dear. Well, I mean, thanks to FDR, we had to put term limits on our president, which, number one, it's beneficial because of, Muzzy One. I'm sorry, Barack.
Our Marxist president, yes, exactly.
Right. So, you know, we do have these term limits in place, which are unfortunate because this president could reign for a while and mop up some of the mess that's been created over how long, might you say?
Yes, absolutely. Glenn, thanks so much for calling to the show. We love you out there.
Thank you. Keep up your fine work.
Thank you, sir. Stay strong. Let's get Matador on from his East Valley bunker. Matador, are you there tonight?
I'm here, General Von Wehunt, as usual. A great and educational show.
Thank
that
you,
sir. Author was awesome.
Yes, he was, and I really wanted to get him on my show. I have found his book, and people like that. He's a scholar, and he knows his stuff. And, Miller, I want you to listen to this. This is the hysteria in our media in D.C. about the Russians. This is just classic. The Russians are coming, folks. The Russians are coming.
You took these pictures?
Indeed I did.
In color and Panavision?
Naturally, we invented it. You see, that is how we got to America.
The Russians have landed.
This whole dang island's under attack by Russians.
Big boats.
Yes.
Motor power boats.
All different kinds of boats, yes.
Yes, sir, they're Russians.
Uh-huh. Nice little boat there, sir.
The Russians have captured the airport.
Yeah. Listen, you guys, we've just got to get organized. For God's sake, we've got to get organized.
Just don't panic. We've got to have ourselves a leader.
It's all over, it's all over. We haven't got a chance, not a chance.
As you can imagine, we were not expected.
Don't fire until you see the light! Get out of the way! It's Agnes Grill!
Those crazy Americans, all we wanted was both to pull our submarine off the reef and go home.
There's the Reverend Hawthorne, and I'm still in my night thing.
You help us get both quickly, otherwise there is World War III, and everybody is blaming you!
The Americans were not friendly, I take it.
I would say, not friendly.
I don't want you going outside at all. I don't want you near the windows. You understand? Better yet, all of you stay in the cell. You understand?
Don't fall over! Don't fall over!
You kiss at me.
You big, incompetent flatfoot.
Can I finish?
That's it all! For God's sake, why is it we can't learn to live together?
You're right, Norman.
Sir, those were just beautiful.
Unbelievable. The Russians are coming, folks, according to our Bolshevik media. And, Matador, what are your thoughts about that?
That was a great clip. Oh, yeah.
The late 1960s movie, The Russians Are Coming. The Russians are coming. I love it.
It's the biggest diversion ever by the media and our politicians, yes, saying Russia's a threat when we all know our existential threat is China.
Absolutely.
And Iran.
They attacked our embassy today. The Chinese government attacked our embassy indirectly, of course.
They said there's a report out today. Their Emperor Xi, or whatever his name is, him and his people are in awe, folks, of President Donald Trump's greatness. He's already crushed all of Europe with the free trade. They've agreed to it. We all know China's next. They're in complete panic. I mean, if anybody wanted to get rid of Trump, it's the Russians, Chinese, and Mexico and Iran. They would love to have Hillary. They can just write a big $100 million check, and Hillary will bow down to them like Obama did. I mean, we can't kill our way out. We can't kill a billion Muslims, nor do we want to. It's the old adage, the just like the Russians, the communists, and the Muslims, the 3 to 5% run the weak 95% of the people over there. As long as they get a little bread and rice, they'll do whatever they're told to do. And we know Trump's strategy is kill the 3% as fast and hard as you can and put the fear of God into them. He completely wiped out ISIS 99% in 6 months. Bush and Obama together in 16 years couldn't. I mean, all they said is religion of peace, religion of peace. We can't drop a bomb here. We can't transcend our Navy SEALs. Right. I think Obama got more Navy SEALs killed than ISIS terrorists.
Yes, he did.
If I'm correct.
He put them in harm's way. Don't forget Benghazi either, folks.
I mean, look at the people, if you think about it, that Obama, Susan Rice, a devout Muslim, just yes. The weird people he would put in and around him. Now, yes. Trump is surrounded by 100% military men.
30 seconds, bro.
I sleep well at night like nobody can imagine. Trump has General Mattis, Mad Dog, and the rest of the guys. Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia are quaking in their boots. They know not to cross Trump. It's like the old days of MacArthur and Patton. Trump has unleashed our generals on top of them. They're just waiting for Trump to leave in 8 years.
God, I love it. Matador, thank you so much, sir. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. General Von Weehunt is also here on the airwaves, attacking them coast to coast. I shall return.
The Von Weehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Weehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Weehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Weehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through. Like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Independent Talk 1100 KFNX is celebrating our 20-year anniversary this month. On behalf of 1100 KFNX management staff and clients, we would like to thank the listeners for all your support through the years. It would not have happened without you. Please keep tuning in to all the great 1100 KFNX shows like Laura Ingraham, Dana Lesh, Joe Walsh, and The Savage Nation. With your help, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX looks forward to 20 more years on air. For more information, go to the website at 1100kfnx.com.
Folks, I'm Drew Taylor with the Wild West Crypto Show. Tune in every Saturday, 5 p.m., and catch us on the Wild West Crypto Show. If you want to know what crypto's all about, you got to catch it here, 5 p.m. on Saturdays.
Tune in right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448-INCOME now.
Want to speak to an expert? Have a question involving your health and fitness? Visit wellnessroundtable.com and listen to the Wellness Roundtable Radio Hour right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Now, you've been listening to the infamous episode 126 of the legendary Von Wehunt Show, a cult classic with a star date of 7-26-2018. Your favorite show. And tonight is the China Meltdown show special. Our sponsor, as always, is the great, fantastic, stupendous Arizona Gold Exchange. Get down there. 2535 East Bell Road, North Valley East of Cave Creek Road on the south side of the road. So you'll see Guns and Pawn and Gold on their building. Get in there to buy and sell pawn services. You name it, they are the shop. Folks, we have something that China doesn't. We have cool TV shows. This is our Retro America segment tonight. Remember this show back in 1979?
This is my boss, Jonathan Hart, a self-made millionaire. He's quite a guy. This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself. By the way, my name is Max. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy. Because when they met, it was murder.
Take that, you commies. We have great TV shows. Robert Wagner is a fantastic Hollywood actor, my alter ego, I would say personified. Love that guy. And he was always in cool shows like To Catch a Thief and Heart to Heart TV show. Folks, let's get Paul the Barbarian on the line as the closer of the show. Paul, are you there tonight?
I am here in my gladiator outfit.
Yes!
For more Muslims to be brought into this country.
I tell you, man, it's very true that we make light of it, and we have a serious side to the show. As you know, folks, the first part of my show is the monologue, hard-hitting radio journalism, more of the serious side. And towards the end, we kind of morph into more of a fun thing. But you're right, Paul. I mean, this is very serious. We've got to keep those people where they belong in the third world in the Middle East.
You're right. And every time I see a Mercedes station wagon, I always look inside of it to see if Mrs. H is there, because she was my epitome of who I wanted as my wife, because not only did she know how to take care of herself, but she knew how to take care of Mr. H.
Yes, that was Stephanie Powers, man. Was she hot or what?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
That the old guy Max goes, she is gorgeous. God, I love how he says that.
It's great voice.
Man, that's like so cool. Folks, we grew up with this TV, me and Polly and Matador, and I'm sure Mr. Spencer, you know, Heart to Heart, Charlie's Angels, Fantasy Island. I mean, the TV back then was really cool. A lot of TNA, if you know what I mean, too.
You didn't have the Farrah Fawcett poster.
Yes, I did.
On your wall as a kid.
I did. I had it. I bought it.
You were not an American. That one and the Lonnie Anderson poster in pink, when she was in the bikini.
WKRP, baby.
ARP in Cincinnati, baby.
I love that stuff, man. I mean, we had the great TV shows. We had the Dean Martin Variety Hour. We had all the sitcoms back then were really cool. They weren't trying to drive home some leftist political message, you know.
Right.
They were just fun shows.
Yeah, there was no gay woman Ellen DeGeneres starring in a show. It was Happy Days.
Yes.
You know?
And there was no transgender people on Happy Days.
No, I don't remember one of them.
I don't either. There was nobody there with purple or pink hair. There wasn't some weird guy that wasn't sure of who he was identifying with that day. No strange millennials walking around trying to find their gender or their genitals, you know?
No, it was a shining city on a hill, as Reagan said.
It was good.
That was
the last time
we shined, and we finally have a president that wants to shine it up again.
Absolutely.
You know?
Paul, I want you to listen to this. And, folks, this could have been your president. Thank God it wasn't.
Okay. Is it working?
Yeah. Do you have a skiff in your home?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and who else was at your home? Were you alone?
I was alone, yes.
The whole night?
Well, yes, the whole night.
Well, I don't know why that's funny. I mean, did you have any in-person briefings? I don't find it funny at all. The reason
Noted
I say it's
record.
Not funny is because it went well into the night when our folks on the ground were still in danger.
When you speak to the public...
Yeah, that was Hillary Rotten Clinton, that bitch. That strange Marxist chick that, thank God she lost the presidency.
I know, right? And she cackles.
Oh my God, that cackle is, it's just, it pierces your eardrums, you know? It's worse than a kid on meth out there in the streets, you know?
Yeah, she's got no auditory value whatsoever.
None. It's the worst laugh ever. Seriously, it's a psychotic woman's cackle. And she wanted to run the entire world. No, thank you.
Unbelievable. And I can't believe people believed in her, even anything she said, because everything she says has an agenda to it.
Yes.
That just lines her pocket with more money with the Clinton Foundation, period.
Absolutely. The criminal Clinton Foundation, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. I have to get that in there. We have to protect the station. Well, Paul, what are your final thoughts to America, sir? We love you, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you, not America, but locally.
Yes.
Got to go to Arizona Gold Exchange.
Yes.
And you got to go get a gun, protect your homestead, and invest in some gold. Hold that in your, you know, safety deposit box in your house. Because sooner or later, you won't be able to trust the banks. Because once Trump's out of presidency and someone else gets in there, God forbid it's a Democrat, they're going to come after everything. Your gold, your guns, your home.
God, so true. Paul, thank you so much, sir, for calling
the show.
All right,
God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
God bless you, too. Folks, don't be a Democrat. Don't freak out. It's just not worth it. Trust me. That's right. Don't freak out. Be sure to buy that great book you heard about jihad tonight. And also buy my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, the retro and modern day bachelor guide for the new Renaissance man of the millennium and beyond. The only thing you're allowed to freak out about is the Von Wehunt Show. I want you to tell all your friends, neighbors, and coworkers to call in and listen to the show every week. I bid you all a good night. I'm the Wolfman on the radio. I will talk to you again next week. God bless. Come on and have a real good time. My days are stopping as a boy. Now we're free. Oh, what a joy. Just come on down to the 54. Find a spot out on the floor. Oh, freak out. The freak says she.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers. If you missed the Dana Show, you missed this.
Tell me about Russian collusion when you're paying Russians for false information to discredit someone during a political campaign. Tell me more about Russian conspiracy, Democrats. Hey, tell me more about Russian conspiracies when you give Russian gossip and you pay journalists to print Russian gossip. Tell me more about Russian conspiracies.
Dana Loesch, afternoons at 12 p.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi, Solar Sandy here. Currently, you're buying expensive power from your power company, paying fees, taxes, and all kinds of charges for your electricity. I want you to save money on a bill you're already spending too much on, and it's going to keep going up. To get saving with solar, fill out my kilowatt worksheet, and then I come to your house to show you how many panels you need and how much PYOP, producing your own power, will save you. No more high electric bills. It's really quite simple. Now you produce your own power and pay less for it. Go to my website, AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com.
You're listening to Independent.